May I please the court? I'm Charles Ruff on behalf of the petitioner, Mr. Zooks. Pardon me if I'm coughing and sneezing. I'm afraid I came down with the flu. I've been saying Zooks for the longest time. I don't know. Mr. Zooks is a permanent resident alien who's allegedly removable from the United States on account of committing a crime, which is harassment by telephone, in violation of the Illinois statutes. The elements of that offense are the use of a telephone with the intent to abuse, threaten, or harass someone. The immigration judge found that fell within the purview of 18 U.S.C. 16A, and that it had, as an element, 16A would require that an offense have as an element the use, threatened use, or attempted use of physical force against the person or property of another. Just on the plain face of the statute requires that the criminal offense have certain elements. Those elements are not present in the Illinois statute. And if it weren't clear enough simply from the face of 16A, this court issued a decision, Flores versus Ashcroft, which states that we don't look to the conduct. We look to the statutory elements. That is to say, that which is included in the description of the forbidden conduct in the definition of the offense. To quote the Model Penal Code's definition of element. The Illinois statute punishes any use of a telephone that is made with the intent to threaten, abuse, or harass someone. There's no requirement under the Illinois statute that the threat be one to use physical force against someone or to use. Or a threat to organize a boycott against the business, or a threat to publish a pornographic image of someone on the internet. There are a number of different threats that this statute would presumably punish, not all of which would require that the threat be one to use physical force against someone, or to use physical force against their property. Well, that's the way Congress wrote 16A. That's correct. And we while this case was pending before the Board of Immigration Appeals, we sent them a copy of the Flores decision, suggesting that this might inform their consideration of the case, and they affirmed without opinion. They didn't address the Flores decision in any way, shape, or form. We think that this is on all fours with Flores, and that the a grant of the petition is called for by Flores. Yes, that is correct. The government and ourselves both agree that only 16A is relevant for this matter. If it pleases the court, I've been looking forward to hearing the government justifying their position here for a while. Thank you.
May it please the court. My name is Larry Cody. I represent the Attorney General in this matter, John Ashcroft, and I'm here to justify the government's position in this matter, I guess. In this matter, the court's jurisdiction is limited to whether or not petitioner's conviction of using the telephone to threaten to kill an individual was properly classified by the immigration judge as a crime of violence. That's correct, Your Honor.
Subset of threats by phone that were the violent type. 15A, that's not an element of the claim.
Your Honor.
No violation of the statute.
Correct. And if this court were to determine that it was improper for the judge to go beyond the statute, that it would be appropriate to remand to the agency for a determination as to whether or not perhaps it is a 16B offense and a judge can do an analysis under 16B.
And don't you agree that if we did anything but find that the present opinion is insufficient, we would have to overrule Flores? It sounds to me like the government simply asked us to reconsider that decision.
Not at all, Your Honor. In fact, this court in Flores cited U.S. v. Howes and stated that it may be necessary, even in charge offense systems, to rely on some aspects of the defendant's actual behavior in order to know what he's been convicted of, when one state law offense may be committed in multiple ways and federal law draws a distinction. And that's really what the crux of the government's position is, Your Honor, is that this... Because the court determined in Flores that the statute itself was not broad, that the statute was specific enough to cover the acts. The statute was specific enough that it wasn't necessary to go beyond. Our government's position...
This is harassment by telephone. He's certainly harassed by telephone. It's just that some kinds of harassment are worse than others, just that some batteries are worse than others.
And, Your Honor, with the government's position, again, is that the statute covers threatening to harass, abuse... Right. And it's defined as making a telephone call with intent to abuse, threaten, or harass.
You said a minute ago, though, if we were to remand, the government would then try to prove it falls into 16B.
Well, no, Your Honor. If this case were remanded, the immigration judge would essentially we'd start over again, and he could certainly do an analysis under 16B, which he did not do in this matter, and he could determine.
Okay. As far as you're concerned, remand wipes the slate clean, and there's no element of waiver on the government's part or anything like that.
Right, Your Honor. The court has no further questions. Thank you, Your Honor.
Just briefly, the House case permits the use of the indictment to establish, quote, the elements of the offense as revealed by the charging papers. House doesn't permit the use of the indictment to get to the underlying conduct and to ignore the elements of the offense. We obviously disagree with the government regarding the waiver issue on 16B, the immigration judge's decision. We read so as to reject the government's argument that it would fall under 16B, but that's not properly before this court, and so... Well, if the court grants the petition for review and the board considers the case again, we would argue to the board that the government's waived its arguments under 16B. And if the board disagrees with us, then they'll presumably remand it to the immigration judge for further arguments regarding 16B. From our perspective, the use of a telephone to threaten someone is the opposite of a burglary offense. Instead of being in a place where you might run into someone, you're practically definitionally far away from them. Thanks.